Hi, this is Kelly with HouseChick.com with your Tucson real estate market report for August. Citywide, in August, the average sales price took a decent dip, down to $246,084, the second largest month-to-month percent change in average sales price that we've seen since I started looking at these numbers at the start of 06. I looked at the distribution of sales per price range bucket, and they shifted a little bit towards the lower end this month, with nearly a 10% increase in the number of sales in that $0 to $100,000 price range bucket. And there were fewer sales in the $200,000 to $350,000 range in August than typical. We also see this shift happening when you look at the median, which went down to $189,375. There are anticipated changes in FHA financing, and down payment assistance is going away shortly. So we'll see that impact in those lower price ranges as buyers who need a little help to get into a home can no longer get into those programs. By housing type, a single family house average sale price in August was $270,889. Townhome average sales price, $159,904. Took a little jump there. Townhomes didn't do so well in August. And a condo set you back $131,000 and change. The number of sales was 806 units. Interestingly, the number of home and condo sales stayed about the same, while townhomes, bizarrely, took a hit in August, bumping up to 11 months of inventory, down from 9 last month. Citywide months of inventory is steady compared to last month, when normally we'd be on an upward swing by now, according to our seasonal trend. Since inventory went down in August and sales only went down a little, we get 11 months of inventory, or absorption rate. If you look at the figures for the southwest part of Tucson, you'll see a tick up in the average sales price. But there's a $1 million sale in that area, which is really unusual for that part of town. So if you take out the $1 million sale and rerun those numbers, the average sales price actually drops from last month to $158,883. Don't forget to look at the individual areas of the city by clicking on the links to those areas near the top of the page under the Tucson Market Stats link if you're on the blog. Not only is all real estate local, but it can vary widely from one end of this town to the other. We'll see you next week. Next month. Bye.